are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 50s all the way through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty. Hey guys, it's Pledgerama time again. And as you know, UMFM is kept alive in large part thanks to donations from people like you. And although the station is run by volunteers, we still have monthly expenses for things like server space and bandwidth and broadcast fees, as well as, you know, sporadic equipment costs. If you think that UMFM is a vital, culturally rich platform keeping this community close in a time when, let's face it, everyone is stuck in their own little cyber bubble, and it's worth investing a few dollars with radio shows, the podcasts, the website, and the archives with thousands of hours of programming to suit your every mood, any time of the day, a la carte, then go to umfm.com/donate and pledge whatever you can. Anything. We offer a number of convenient and secure payment options. Credit card, PayPal, check, or even cash. Remember cash? If you prefer to download our pledge form, you can do so at your leisure and email it back to pledge@umfm.com. And tax receipts are also available. Why not donate to On Target? Or you can donate to UMFM in general, and you can even split your donation up between all your favorite UMFM shows. Or call anytime, 204-474-6610. Real human operators are standing by to talk you through this simple process. Now, if you're new to On Target, then this episode is a great way to get a taste of what I do here. I spin 7-inch analog vinyl at 45 RPMs for about an hour a week. The idea is to explore the musical types from the mid-50s through the early 70s that shaped rock and soul for the years that followed. From New Breed, Popcorn, and Doo-Wop to Ska, and Northern Soul, and Maximum R&B. Now, if you don't know what those terms mean, then stick with me, and I'll guide you through from the roots all the way up the tree to the labyrinth of branches that grew the music of the present day, pop withstanding.
Hey, hey, pretty baby! Bye.
gypsy woman giving me advice. I got some red hot tips I have to keep on ice. I got my mojo working, but it just won't work on you.
R&B and New Breed, starting off with a track called Hey Hey Baby on the Volt label, sung by, did you recognize the voice? It was Otis Redding. That's the flip side of These Arms of Mine. A real rocker. After that, Ann Cole got My Mojo Working on the Baton label. And finally, the Orlans with a real hand clapper, Not Me, originally done by Gary U.S. Bonds. I like this version much more. It's very snappy and hard-hitting, which is the sound that I go for. That's on the Cameo label.
He's my one and only.
Starting with The Girlfriends, My One and Only Jimmy Boy is the name of that track on Culpix. After that, The Shirelles, Not For All the Money in the World on the Scepter label. And finally, The Dixie Cups, I'm Gonna Get You Yet on Red Bird.
We'll be right back.
Started that set off with a pounding instrumental from Willie Mitchell, who had a whole bunch of seriously solid horn and organ-driven instrumentals. That one's called Up Hard, and it's on the High label, which was his label. Followed that with Brian Hyland, The Joker Went Wild, on the ABC Paramount label, and finished everything off with a band that had more influence on the British invasion than any other white band that came out of the United States. That was, of course, Buddy Holly and the Crickets, the original version of Not Fade Away, which was covered by the Rolling Stones, but they had an influence on the Tremolos, the Yardbirds, so many of the Liverpool bands, and especially the Beatles.
Goodbye.
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maud Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maud Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Maud Marty or on Twitter at Maud Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net. Northern Soul starting off with a Canadian band, Rain. That's Charity Brown singing vocals on that. Out of My Mind is the name of that track. Came out on the London label in Canada and then was released years later on the Axe label out of the UK for the Northern Soul market. But make no mistake, that is Canadian Northern Soul. They're from Toronto, so we Canadians are owning that. Followed that up with a re-recording from 1975 of Blowing My Mind to Pieces by Bob Ralph. It was originally came out in 1966 or something like that, and that original version, absolutely love it. Super expensive and hard to find. But this re-recorded version, which has a little bit more of a 70s production quality to it, is kind of cool because it's nice to have an alternative take on a track that I like so much. That's on the Black Magic label, and I finished everything off with Dee Dee Sharp, What Kind of Lady, on the Gamble label.
Lonely and love, that's true. But ooh, you try and try every day, but you can't seem to find.
Talking about
started out there with Junior and the Classics, a track called Wise Up on the Magic Touch label. And then I flipped over a couple of tracks that I've played last week, starting off with Jerry Diamond, flipping over Mama You Forgot with a track called Give Up on Love on HBR. And then finally on the Date label, the Coasters, I flipped over Everybody's Woman for a track called She Can. And it says in brackets, based on I'm a Woman. Now, I'm a Woman was a Lieber and Stoller track originally recorded by Christine Cottrell in 1962, famously recorded by Peggy Lee that same year. But what's interesting is it was a reaction song or an answer song to the Bo Diddley song, I'm a Man, which was very like male chauvinist. And I'm a Woman is like, I can do anything you can do, only I can do it better. And then here we do a gender reversal on that with the men singing about how women can do everything only better. Very, very cool gender flip-flopping there.
Make it. sugar glows beneath my feet, a gentle touch. And that one girl and life is sweet and good. There ain't no doubt. Talking about
the hate woman. She gets to know you. She gets to know you.
Canadian mod beat there, starting everything off, the Chartbusters, Stop the Music on the Quality label. After that, the Big Town Boys, track called Hey Girl, Go It Alone on the Capitol label. Finished that set off with the first release from Deep Purple, Kentucky Woman, which is a Neil Diamond track that came out on Parlophone in the UK in 1968.
Nuclear weapon!
Thank you. flip the record over and play the B-side. B-side. B-side.
Some may call that skinhead reggae. It's roots reggae. It is a vital part of the history of mod music. That's a pretty great disc because of all the people that are involved. Plus, the label is called Ska Beat out of the UK. First side is called Nuclear Weapon, Roland Alfonso and the Baba Brooks Band. And on the other side, Stranger Cole and the Baba Brooks Band. Love Your Neighbor. Okay, there's never enough time, but I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard. All right, time to leave you off with some funk. This is The Meters, the Chicken Strut on Jubilee. This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.